Wow, there is so much on this menu to choose from. Oh, look, they have a fish omelet.
Hmm, what's this? Single-story apartment for lease?
I wrote that in.
It sounds delicious. What is it?
It could be your next home.
But I had my heart set on a sandwich.
Why would you just buy a sandwich when you could live in one?
You can't live in a sandwich.
Of course not, but you can live in this roomy, two-bedroom, furnished apartment in a quiet suburban neighborhood.
It sounds decadent. We'll take two.
D3.
Aww, you sunk my battleship.
Now this is the living area. Despite the furniture, I think you can see the potential.
Who are you? What are you doing in our house?
Ah, you must be the homeowners. I think I may have found a couple of prospective buyers for you.
We're not selling our house. Jesse!
This is outrageous! Where's my phone? I'm calling the police.
I already did. They're not interested. But Brian and Candace here are very interested.
I'm sorry. The house isn't for sale. It's not even on the market.
Not till yesterday. Listen, you know what you two are? You're hermit crabs. And frankly, it's time to find a bigger shell. Now, why don't you just scurry on over to this sweet beauty over here in Grand River? I got two words for you. Two-car garage.
That's three words.
I know! Sorry, gotta take this. Talk to me. Uh-huh. Tremendous, tremendous. Okie dokie. I'm bringing the buyers over right now. Now, Jesse, may I call you Jesse?
No.
J-Man?
No.
The Bish?
No!
Fine, listen, you kids, it's time to meet the love of your life. Let's take a ride. Oh, and you probably ought to bring your furniture just in case. Butch, Vito!
What's going on?
Excuse me, sir. Can you help a fella out?
I could do more than that. Where do you live?
Over in that bush.
That's terrible. It must be so cold and drafty.
Well, only when it's cold out.
Listen, that's no way for a man like you to live. Now look at this. A nice little refrigerator box just opened up on the other side of town. Fully corrugated and recently renovated with brand new windows cut into the sides. Cozy, affordable, and close to dining, shopping, and entertainment.
But I don't have any money.
Oh, well that is a problem. Maybe we can work out some sort of financing plan. Let's see, just 300,000 installments of a nickel over the course of 60 years at 5% interest. How's that sound? Or maybe something more in your price range. Listen, there's an adorable little doorway that just came on the market this morning. Bank repossession. The former owner really let it go. Tell me, do you believe in love at first sight? Oh, you will.
No. 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 Oh! This one sounds promising. R-E-A-L-T-O-R seeks SWF in need of a change of scenery. Kevin, that's such a unique name. So tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm quiet, clean, economical, and recently had my basement waterproofed.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
And I recently had my pipes replaced.
Your what?
All copper pipes.
And
I've got this sweet tattoo. Check it out.
Is that a house?
Actually, it's a single-story ranch with an attached garage and new siding in a quiet suburban neighborhood near schools and shopping. Tell me, do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Well, how about now?
So many choices. Floaty O's, Milky Pops, Time Crunch. Hey, what's this one? Condo Mini O's. This looks healthy. Let's see. Ingredients, wheat, sorghum, brick construction, wood patio, French doors, central air. Located in the heart of thriving artistic community close to parks. Wow, and only 60 calories per serving. I'll take it.
I'm sorry, sir. A doctor and his family just bought that box. But take a look at this sweet baby here.
Blue-eyed persuasion? What kind of cereal is this?
It's a weekly radio cereal.
It sounds delicious.
Attention all units. Attention all units. Be on the lookout for a dangerous female. Approach with caution. Suspect may be armed, may be legged as well.
If you're looking for adventure, look elsewhere. You'll only find mystery in New York City, located west of Europe. Against this fascinating backdrop is woven the story of a desperate woman, a clueless man, and an appointment with destiny.
I'm just gonna have a sucker. Dum-dum?
No, I'm generally considered quite intelligent.
How can I help you?
Milton Kornblum, the world's most unexciting man in the world's most dangerous city. Maureen Grass, a mysterious woman whose strange, very strange, fascination draws her closer and closer to him.
All right, listen, I'll do it.
Really? I mean, really? You mean it? Oh, thank you, Cam.
Sam.
Sam, I knew I could count on you.
Saxophone, root beer, kissing, west of Montauk, in New York, with Pierce Braddock.
So one of you fellas finally decided to take home your luggage. I don't know how many times one fella and others came in to move that case from one locker to another. You'd think they were playing some kind of game.
I don't know how to repay you for all you've done.
No, I can't take your money.
I was just fishing in my bag for a butterscotch.
Oh.
Well, goodbye, Tom.
Sam.
Whatever.
New York, where every burning moment brings a new danger. Where every kiss may be the last or the first ever. Milton Kornblum, Maureen Grass, Pierce Braddock, Blue-Eyed Persuasion, or Murder Not Included. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Down the critical column of smoke and in hand. Welcome back to Australia Overnight. Look, I told you that tonight's segment of interesting people would be a doozy. We've got with us in the studio tonight a bloke who's going to make his own didgeridoo, Mr. Brian Kornblum. G'day, Brian. Welcome to the program. Now, can you explain what you've done here?
Well, I've taken a piece of PVC pipe that's slightly bigger, and then I took something that you use to connect PVC pipe together, stuck it on top, and put a smaller something inside.
A PVC didgeridoo. That's a bit unusual, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, have you played it? How does it sound?
Not bad. It's just a little hard to get the mouth part right. You primarily make the sound with your lips.
Could you give us a demonstration?
All right, sure.
Okay. Well, you almost had it once or twice there. Success is 99% salivation. I think that's what they say, isn't it? Good on you, Brian. The floor's a bit of a mess. Marianne, can you find us a mop and a bucket? No, Marianne's shaking her head. No worries. Now, Brian, you're also working on a documentary on boomerangs, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yes.
So I imagine you've become something of an expert at throwing boomerangs as well, have you?
Well, I know how to throw them.
So what exactly is the proper way to throw one of these?
You put it in your hand, and then you move your arm forward, and then you have it go out of your hand.
I think you've boiled it down quite well, mate. Spoken like a true professional.
Well, you could see me throwing one in the documentary.
Could you show us how it's done?
Okay.
I think they're supposed to come back, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Marianne? She's under the desk. Right. Maybe one of the interns could sweep up the glass. Right. Now, one last thing. We were talking at the break, and you told me something very interesting about koala bears. Listen, folks, you've got to hear this. You said that koala bears are combustible.
Yep. At times, they've been known to just burst into flames.
Well, that's crazy. Folks, I was just gobsmacked when I heard that. How's that even possible?
Well, koala bears eat eucalyptus leaves, and so they end up having a lot of eucalyptus oil in their fur, which is flammable. In groups, they groom each other and keep the oil down, but when a koala goes rogue, the oil builds up on its head. So if it gets too close to a heating source, the flammable oil can simply catch fire. In fact, that's how a lot of bushfires get started.
Well, you heard it here, everyone. Watch out for those rogue koalas. Might get you up against a wall and take your wallet. Steal your identity. Anyways, thanks for dropping in, Brian. We'll keep an eye out for your missing boomerang and your documentary. What's it called?
It's currently untitled.
Currently untitled. The boomerang documentary that keeps coming back. Watch it. Crikey, where'd he go? Oh dear. We've lost him. We've lost Brian. Got a little too close to one of the house lights and went up like flash paper. A little too much eucalyptus in the diet, I suppose. Apparently no one had groomed him in a while. Well, on to news and weather. We'll be right back after this.
The best part of me is you, and the best part of one is two, and the best part of two is three, 'cause the best part of us is we. The best part of sun is rise, and the best way to win is try, 'cause the best part of love is give, when the best life is one. On its way.
Let me paint you a picture of the place where I belong. Let me show you the colors and tones so pure and strong. The vast expanse, the sacred dance sung to an ancient song. And follow me across the southern seas where the streams and gullies run. Let me paint you a picture of the place I'm living in. Skies only finish where the golden fields begin. The gray gum there beside me when I'm standing all alone, listening to the whispering, knowing I'm at home. Framed with the memories of days spent warm and hazy. Morning sun's first kiss awake, the noon so long and lazy. This picture hangs inside my heart and right before my eyes. The green and gold, the blue and mauve, the dust and sun and sky. It'll be here forever, this country I love. Won't you close your eyes a moment, and then maybe you'll see this country we're living in is inside you and me. Australia.
Wind chimes are made of the metallic bones of robots who tried to overthrow us. Hang them outside your house as a warning to others.
Are you referring to the federal shell that just blew apart our fireplace? Or the fact that PGTB and his men have decided to make our house their locker room?
Wilmer!
Hold on, I'll check.
And that's it. It's all over. The South, pulling it out in the final quarter of the game. The Union, in full retreat, frantically running in the direction of Washington.
They're all tangled up with the fleeing Union fans. It's just ugly down there. What an embarrassment for Washington and Lincoln. What just happened, Ted?
A lot to unpack here, Dick. McDowell expended most of his energy early on maneuvering regiments and brigades instead of controlling and coordinating the movements of his army as a whole. Patterson's failure to prevent Johnston from reinforcing Beauregard, McDowell's delay at Centerville, and the delay after the victory on Matthews Hill, which allowed the Confederates to reinforce and establish a defensive position on Henry House Hill. Just a complete debacle.
All rookie mistakes, Ted. On the other hand, I think Johnston's decision to transport his infantry to the battlefield by rail played a major role in the Confederate victory.
Absolutely, but now let's get back down to Sally Forth, who is talking with one of the Union team captains on the field, James B. Ricketts. Sally?
Well, you certainly had your work cut out for you today. The first two quarters went very well for the Union, and then everything seemed to fall apart in the second half. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I saw that Beauregard was encamped near Manassas Junction, and General Patterson's 18,000 men and Holmes' brigade arranged to engage the Rebs and try to prevent Jackson and Stuart from reinforcing Beauregard.
Were you worried when Jackson posted those 13 cannons on the reverse side of Henry House Hill?
Well, yeah, it was a great maneuver. We weren't really expecting that, so yeah, it took us all by surprise, I think. So on top of everything, I think I'm about to be captured.
Okay, Captain James B. Ricketts, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ali.
And there goes the ice water, dumped over the head of the Confederate's owner, Jefferson Davis. So there you have it. The Confederacy takes the day, and the South is jubilant. What an upset.
It certainly is, Ted. In total, 2,593 injuries. Just a brutal match. I think this is going to be a much tougher and longer season than anyone thought.
I think that's a safe bet. You know, while we're talking about upsets, I still can't believe mustard beat ketchup in the halftime race.
Yeah, my money was on vinegar.
And so, the Army of Northern Virginia lives to fight another day. That means next month they'll move on to their next encounter in Missouri at Wilson's Creek, and the first major battle west of the Mississippi. Don't miss it.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This has been Monday Night, brought to you by Coscarado, a liver stimulant that works while you sleep without a grip or gripe. Candy, cathartic, and cure for chronic constipation. Coscarado, lightening the ills of humanity.
This hermit crab is down in the basement walls. This hermit crab is down in the basement walls. He won't come out till his brother gives him a call. His brother Kevin has got some strange disease. Oh, that boy has got some strange disease. 'Cause he gets so mad, he's worse than the killer bees. Let's flip covers that you can show. The flip covers to help you if you prefer. And I'll start no trouble, give you what you deserve. And I'll start no trouble, give you what you deserve. Oh, don't start no trouble, you'll get what you deserve. That's right.
Hello, CD listeners. We've come to the point in this album where those listening on cassette or records will have to stand up or sit down and turn over the record or tape. In fairness to those listeners, we'll now take a few seconds before we begin side two. Thank you. Here's side two.